This is episode number 2106 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, December 9th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Boy, you got to listen to Dax Shepard's podcast. He's got all the great guests. This week he had Brooke Shields on the Armchair Expert, and she talked about how she was over-sexualized by the media and the public. And I'm telling you, this is from 1980. She did those Calvin Klein jeans commercials.
Oh, yeah.
She was like 15 years old.
Yes.
That's like child porn now. That would never happen today, right?
And then she did the, what was that? The movie?
Pretty Baby.
Pretty Baby.
But she was only 10 in that one.
No, but there was the other one, the island one.
Oh, yeah. It was Blue Lagoon.
Yes.
Was it Blue Lagoon? Or
I don't know.
Yeah, Blue Lagoon. Yeah. Also, but she was, I think she was an older teenager then anyway.
Well, she was still a teenager though.
Right. She did a number of interviews back in 1980, including one with Barbara Walters. She was asked a series of intimate and invasive questions about her sexual history at 15.
Good grief.
So, yeah, she's not happy about that. She just decided to spill the tea on that to Dax. Check it out, Armchair Expert Podcast. We got to get that on our podcast network.
I still have to watch the Christmas movie with her in it because
The
it
Castle
has Christmas. Yeah, Carrie Ellis.
Yeah, when you are watching Netflix, it's on their banner. So,
yep.
Brooke looks a lot older than 15 now. I'm just gonna say that
a little
out
bit,
loud.
A little bit.
She needs a little filler
and
here,
you know,
and
what?
A little filler there.
Aren't we all?
Aren't
not
we?
Fillers, but
all right.
We're all a little older.
Well, she's
and
a little
I told you,
younger
I,
than me.
I will
so
always I'm, say yeah. She was the first, she was on the cover of my first 17 magazine.
Yep.
Her eyebrows.
Eyebrows.
Yep.
It's a time. I remember those.
I remember what she was wearing, too.
Time for the Who Cares News, kids. Here's Morgan.
As if being teased by an older sibling isn't annoying enough.
Yeah.
Liam Hemsworth has to deal with taunts from Thor himself.
So, okay, so Chris is older. Okay.
You know what? Man. Thor can taunt me all he wants to. I wouldn't have a problem with
that. I got that. Okay.
I will pull him up a chair and say, if taunting is what it's all about, go ahead.
Taunt away.
Taunt.
Taunt away.
Can you hold my hand while you do it?
15-yard penalty for taunting.
That means I have to come closer to you? Oh, taunt. Anyway, Chris Hemsworth ribbed his little brother Liam in front of his, I got that right, 51 million Instagram followers?
Yes, 51 million. Geez. Can you believe that? Well, you know, Liam is no, you know, he's no chopped liver.
No.
You know, he was married to Miley Cyrus for half a year.
I know, and that's one thing Thor can rib him on. Because
you know,
Thor can say, hey, you said I'm going to marry Miley. It's going to be fun, you said. How'd that work out for you? He posted an image of the two together.
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth did.
Chris and Liam.
Yes, okay. on Liam's Instagram.
Yeah.
And it says, always great interacting with my fans. Met this young lad recently. Reminded me of my younger self. Not in looks, but just a real go-getter attitude.
Oh, my God.
And Chris was jerking around. Then he said, he insisted, I can't even do an Australian accent, so
don't,
I'm not going to try.
Try not to. Yeah.
He insisted on the resemblance, and I assured him no one else has this look.
No, no one has that look.
Was great to meet you, Leon.
Leon.
Good luck in the future.
Stay cool.
Back in 2017, because their sibling rivalry, good-natured, of course, goes way back.
Sure.
Chris revealed that he nearly lost his iconic Thor role to Liam.
Really?
But jumped back into the mix at the last minute.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Kind of surprised by that. I can't imagine anybody but Chris Hemsworth playing Thor. Except Natalie Portman.
Terry Bradshaw is funny.
Yeah, he can be. Yeah.
He can be.
Yeah.
He can be. He has a temper, I think. But
oh, I think he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I
think we've kind of half seen it.
Well, you know, I grew up a Cowboys fan. Texan.
But he was a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Yes. And I didn't like the Steelers, but I loved to watch Terry Bradshaw, Lynn Swann, and
yeah, all those guys.
Yeah.
Franco Harris.
Oh, yeah.
Mean Joe Green.
You know, they were awesome.
Yeah.
So, Terry Bradshaw, and he has a TV show, you know.
Yeah, I know he does. It's a reality show.
Bradshaw Bunch.
It's called Bradshaw Bunch, which is basically Terry Bradshaw's version of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. But funnier.
But funny. People smile and laugh on it.
Right? He focuses on the grandkid.
Well, this little girl.
The damn
show. Oh, she is hilarious.
She is the best.
She's adorable.
She's going to make a great actress someday.
So him and his 8-year-old granddaughter, her mm-hmm. name is Zuri.
Right.
They were back at business on last night's all new episode of the Bradshaw Bunch. And this time,
yeah?
They had their entrepreneurial spirit
uh-huh.
site set on TikTok.
Oh!
So now Zuri's
Terry
mom,
Bradshaw
Lacey.
On TikTok. Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Now, Zuri's mom, Lacey, she really did want her on TikTok.
On TikTok, yeah.
But as Terry cleverly pointed out, well, she's not here right now. And then he goes, TikTok's going to be huge. We're going to make some bucks. Don't worry about your mom. We'll take care of that.
We'll take care of that.
So Zuri says, makeup tutorials are very popular on TikTok, which means it'll get lots of likes and follows, she told her grandpa.
Lots of follows. Oh, yep. My God. That's hilarious.
Terry says, you know, I don't know what a follower is. If I have someone following me, I normally stop around the corner and wait on them to hit them over the head with a stick.
What? Oh, my God. Bradshaw, he's so cool. He's teaching his 8-year-old. I watched one of the episodes.
He has all daughters.
I know. It's an all-girl house, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And I watched one of the episodes where he was inviting all the daughters over and their significant others and husbands or whatever. And they were going to have a pool party. It was the dead of winter. And they live like in Oklahoma or someplace like that. I don't know where they live, somewhere in the Midwest. And the pool wasn't heated.
Whoa.
So Terry jumped in the pool.
Oh, of course he did.
And it was all a ruse to get his daughter to admit to him that she had had breast augmentation.
Nice.
The Bradshaw Bunch, way better than Kudake. Way better than Kudake.
It's totally different. Yeah. It's a totally different show.
It is. You know, Halle Berry has been the talk of the town. She was on NPR, the other radio people, this week. She could come to our show.
You know what? I would give her my chair and you can interview her.
I would adore that.
Go get coffee somewhere else.
Let's get Hallie's people to get our people together and let's see if we can get her on the show. Right on. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.